What's up? This is Keith.
Hey, this is Ari.
What's up, y'all? This is Kim, and this is Relationship X Religion Podcast.
So, how's everybody break been going?
I mean, it was a long break. You want the whole story, or you just want the summary?
We're going to need the short.
Right.
Let's summarize it. I got sick. I thought it was COVID. Wasn't COVID. I have a ear infection. Or sinus infection. Thanks be to God, that's it. Didn't have to get surgery. And we back doing a podcast. Praise the Lord.
Right. So you had like the original cooties. It wasn't COVID, it was the cooties.
I don't appreciate that.
I mean, what cooties? That's what the cooties was.
Okay, if you want to call it that.
Yep, it's the cooties.
Wow.
That's cool.
What we call the cooties. Okay.
What you been up to, Kim?
So I actually did get, as Kevin Hart said, the vid. Mm. But like you said, praise be to God, I never had, well, I hate saying I didn't have any symptoms. I don't know if I did have symptoms because I already have allergies, asthma, right, and sinuses and all this stuff. So I don't know
which one fell into which.
Right.
So. Low grade cooties. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's how I started off my year. But like I said, by the grace of God, I didn't have any lasting effects, so
amen.
I'm good, and you know, just been working on stuff, working on myself, working on personal things that I've been kind of hesitant to do. So mm-hmm. This is the year I'm gonna do them, and I'm ready.
Mm. What about you?
So me, I have not had the cooties,
whatever,
nor the vid. I did finally like launch my business, which is in the automotive industry, working on cars.
Round of applause.
Yeah. But so I mean, that's been the journey. I didn't realize going into business. I thought like business was kind of, you get the name and you do it, but no, this is a lot of work.
There's a lot of behind the scenes bills and stuff that come in.
Taxes and all that other stuff. So, I mean, I've been doing that, man. And hopefully, if God willing, I have a building soon. So, I'll be able to help out more people. But yeah, that's what I've been doing.
That's great.
Cootie free.
Anyways.
All right, y'all. So, back to how we usually start it off. We're going to do One Has to Go. Since we still pandemicing, as we always say.
In the panorama.
My one has to go is streaming services.
Oh.
All right, that's a good one.
So, Netflix, HBO Max, Amazon Prime, or Disney Plus.
Oh. Okay. 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 All right.
I have to throw my crock at you for that one.
Like I said, I told you this was a good one, because I thought, I was like, I don't know.
They've been saving our lives.
I don't, like, and it's good stuff on each and every one of them.
Taking all our monies.
Okay. So, you said Hulu, Amazon,
HBO Max, Disney Plus, Netflix. What I said? Wait, HBO Plus, HBO Max, Disney Plus, Netflix, and Amazon Prime.
Okay, so I get to keep my Hulu. I'm good.
Right, you're right.
So of those, honestly, Amazon Prime can go.
That's what I think too.
Because based HBO on the Max, content. Yeah, I was about to say HBO Max has, is starting to show, you know, the movies that are coming out in theaters, and then. Disney, you can't get rid of Disney. Right. Disney got everything. And Disney is taking over.
Disney has so much nostalgia on there. Like,
right.
I binged Kim Possible. Like, that was one of my cartoons that I used to love back in the day.
And what were we talking about the other day? Dinosaurs.
Yeah. Oh yes. Yeah. Oh yeah. Dinosaurs.
Throwback.
Not the mama. Yes.
And then also, HBO Max. It got my Insecure I mean, once Insecure go, it might be able to go, but
Oh yeah, Lovecraft Country.
Lovecraft, yeah. Never mind. HBO got to stay. Yeah. So yeah. Amazon Prime can go. I'm good with that.
Oh yeah. I think for me, yeah, Amazon Prime. Amazon Prime be trying to trick you because they be having movies up there. Then it's like, oh, you got to pay for this.
Right. It be like, oh, by the way, you got to log into this app.
Yeah, or pay for this. I'm not paying for this.
Yeah.
So I get.
But that's, I was going to say that. I was going to say, okay, so the thing was, if we get rid of Amazon Prime, we got to get rid of our two-day delivery.
Hold on, y'all. I think we just lost connection.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no.
No. I don't want to say my knee hurts, so if y'all see me going like, I'm going to try not to do this while we're recording, but
that's real life.
All right, y'all. So we had some difficult
technical difficulties,
and I'm still having them apparently because I can't even get my speech together.
I got you.
But we're back. So we left off with One Has to Go.
About Amazon Prime, and if we get rid of Amazon Prime, that means we're getting rid of the 2-day shipping.
Yeah,
I didn't say I was getting rid of my Amazon Prime, but I can get rid of my
the movies, and that was gonna be my thing. I was like, I want to get rid of Amazon or the Amazon Prime movies, Amazon Prime videos, yeah, but not Amazon Prime.
No, not Amazon as a whole.
Right, because I'm
talking about the media.
Because right. I mean that's just the perk. Amazon videos is a perk of having Amazon Prime.
Exactly. So Amazon Prime video.
Yeah, they video can go.
Yeah.
But look. Look,
we
got other look, people trying to chime about, into this conversation, and that person is very analytical, so we're not going to go there. We're getting rid of, because she's trying to say that if you get rid of Amazon Prime, the video, you got to get rid of the 2-day thing with the whole, and we're like, no.
No, we do not accept. Let go of that.
Because I don't know. No, this is our podcast. All right. Back to our regularly scheduled podcast.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah.
So yeah, Amazon, you gotta go.
Yeah, I'm the same way. And like for me, Netflix has to stay because it has a lot of movies. And like for me, I'm big on the Nollywood or the African movies.
Yeah, I do watch them.
A good selection. Of they do. African movies.
They do. I have watched a few during the panorama. Yeah, so I mean, it's still gotta go.
How many times do you actually go to your TV and be like, Amazon Prime?
I don't.
Thank you. All right.
So,
thank you.
I did. What was it, last week for Coming to America?
That one time.
That was the one time.
That's what I'm saying. I did it for Coming to America.
Finally got everybody to watch Amazon Prime.
I mean, they do have some good shows that are on there, but.
Yeah, The Boys is good. I haven't finished season 2, but The Boys
is good. Yeah, I heard The Boys is good, but I'm still like, it's not something I think about. So
yeah, just in the dealing with the content that they have out of the four streaming services.
Last resort.
Right. and honestly, that's what it was for me, this pandemic. Like, when I got sick of shows on Netflix, when I got sick of shows on all the other platforms, I found something on Prime.
Yeah.
See? And like, truth be told, the only thing that Prime really got is like the low budget, straight to DVD type movies. Exactly. Even I ain't gonna lie, I do love those. I'm not gonna hold you. I could sit and watch them.
I mean, I don't they know do why. Have like, some pretty decent ones, but I'm still like, if I don't have anything to watch, I'll go to Amazon Prime and see if I can find something. But it's not my let me go find something on Amazon Prime.
Right. Right.
Mm-mm. So. Mm-mm. Gotta go.
Okay. I think that was the first time that we agreed.
Yeah.
I think that was the first time that we agreed on everything.
There's a change coming, y'all. Yeah, for the moment. Nah, wait till we really get into the nitty gritty.
I'm going against the grain. I'm sorry.
Nope, you're already there.
Well, already with that being said, let's go ahead and get into the first episode. So, episode 1, we're basically talking about, well, who are you? You know, who do you define yourself as? As a church attender. So when we left off with the first season, we left off with, you know, whether or not your church home is where you should stay. And I kind of want to apologize because I don't think we really explained what a church home is. So in defining that, that is where you feel comfortable attending church. Your pastor is giving you sound teaching from the Bible. Your community is around you.
Yeah, your church that you're a place that you're connected with, that you're paying into, you're doing community with.
Yeah. Yeah. Tithing and everything goes on within that. So with that being established, even though you're at that church, who do you define yourself as? Because there's levels to it. There's a spectrum of of church attenders. You know, there's, you know, that person says, I love my church, you know, I'm all in. And then there's that person that goes ever so often, which we kind of call that bedside Baptist, who they stay home, they watch it from home, and they're good.
But the funny thing is with the bedside Baptist, like growing up, or let's say pre-COVID, Bedside Baptist was people that didn't come to church. Like, they were just people that church, go back to sleep. You know what I'm saying? Right. Like, they never went. But now Bedside Baptist is, oh, it's 9 o'clock. Okay, turn on YouTube or whatever streaming platform or church app, whatever, and watch church.
It's definitely something we have to consider now, like with where we are currently. Bedside Baptist is not what it used to be.
Ain't nothing what it used to be.
So that, we have to look into that. Like, it's changed now. And then you have those who are the ones that say, you know, I love God, but I'm not going to church. You know, they do everything they're supposed to do. They read their Bible. They're committed to helping and loving on others, and they can tell somebody about God. And but they don't
better than people from church.
Right, exactly. That part. But they don't go to church. They don't feel like they need to be in a church. And then you have those who just say, I'm spiritual. Which, what does that even mean? And I mean, it means a lot of different things to different people, unfortunately. That alone has its own spectrum.
And you know what's crazy? I was thinking of this morning. If you go to, like, you talk about Amazon. If you go to Amazon or any, like, book platform, and you go to the spiritual, you're going to get all spectrums. You're going to get Catholic, Christian, Buddhism, atheist. You're going to get everything because it's all considered spiritual.
And you know, when I was younger, saying, oh, I'm spiritual, I don't think I defined it the way that, like you're saying, it was, I'm spiritual as in, I believe in God.
And that's the thing, it's like, Christians, if we were to say, oh yeah, I'm spiritual, for us, it will mean one thing.
Right.
Because we're in the same, like, we believe the same spirit realm type thing.
Yeah.
But talking to other people and they say spiritual, what does that mean? Because like you're saying, it's a wide range.
It could be rocks, it could be you one with the earth, it can be, and sorry if I say rocks and it offend you, but I mean,
we don't know, so please
I don't know, like, we honestly need to have an episode when we talk to someone that's into those type of things so we could try and get a better understanding. But yeah, it could be some of everything, like me researching, like, atheists and stuff like that. Like, I didn't know it was different realms of it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I didn't know it was different levels to it.
Yeah. When I was younger, what I understood as atheist is you're demonic, you're evil. Yeah. You believe and trust in evil spirits.
Right. Yeah. Which that's not the case.
No.
Like, in some cases, maybe. But
yeah.
It's just...
That's satanic.
Satanic thing.
But
it's like after actually researching and talking to me, knowing some atheists, like, I realized that, like, they're based off morals, and it's cool. Like, I get it. Like, some of them, like, hey, look, if you're good, you're good. Like, you're gonna be good. Why does a book have to tell me to be good? And so I'm like, okay, I get it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I get it wholeheartedly, but it's like, sometimes I need God to bring me back to that good. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And if you're just based off morals, like, who brings you back to the good?
Right. Yeah. So that part, like the whole moral understanding of things, like, God exists outside of the morals that we put ourselves under. Mm-hmm. So how did you even come to understand these morals? Like, the Bible was written from the beginning of time. Mm-hmm. So where do your morals, I mean, this is a serious question, where do you get your morals from?
Yeah.
Right.
Because if we're really looking at it in a historical standpoint, it, from the beginning of time, morals have been built. You know, 10 commandments.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The things that we follow to say, do not do this, do not do that, do not disobey your parents, do not kill, do not sleep with someone who is not your wife or your husband, like, mm-hmm. all these things that we have built our morals off, which society also looks at, right. it the same way, whether they're Christian or whatever, they also follow these. Yeah, it's biblical. Mm-hmm. So where do you get your standards and beliefs and morals from when you don't say you believe in God?
Right.
Because it's one of those things. I don't even know if it's a scripture. I mean, don't get me wrong. If it ain't, I might just be saying this. But isn't it a scripture that says, like, the Bible is written on our hearts?
Mm-hmm. That we're supposed to write it on our hearts. It's one of the Psalms.
So it's like we're supposed to write it on our, like, it's in us. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, but when we read the Bible, it's like it's bringing it to life. Mm-hmm. But I think that's where you have the morals, but you try and separate the ability, you try and separate your morals from God and or one person or a belief because of something else that was said. So, I mean, we definitely need an episode on that with some people.
Yeah.
That
I think what a part of the problem is the tangibility of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That for people who, and not to offend anybody, people who believe in the power of crystals, people who believe in idolatry, praying to these tangible items or something that you can witness, you can see, you can touch, you can have developed with your senses, your five senses, if we're going off of that.
Mm-hmm.
It's a comfort for them. Like, they feel like if I have this and I can access it,
yeah.
then my faith lies in that. But
yeah.
faith defined isn't even that. Like, if you're going off of Hebrews 11:1, it's not defined as what you can see, touch,
right,
feel.
Right.
Faith is simply trusting in what God has given you and accepting that what you don't control, you can't control. So it's like, if I can tangibly touch it,
yeah.
then I feel comfort in that. And most of life doesn't even work that way.
Right.
So,
so I had a friend break down faith this way. She was like, we have faith whether we believe it or not. She was like, if you sit in a chair, you have faith that that chair is going to hold you up.
Right.
You, like, you don't go, you unless you're a big person, no judgment. Because I know. But unless you, like, generally when you see a chair, you don't necessarily make sure that it's sturdy, make sure that it's right. okay. You just sit down.
Right.
Like, with faith knowing that it's going to hold you up.
Yeah.
And that's faith.
Yeah. It's just yeah. Christianity, we amplify faith. That's yeah. what it is. Like, we make sure, we want you to know that what you're doing and what you're going through is based off of faith and understanding. Once you understand your ability in faith, it's easier to kind of control what happens and what doesn't happen. Or it's easier to give you a ease. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
right.
Because if you don't have that faith, you're sitting there like, oh, what do I do next? Or what do I do? Like, you're always on shaky ground.
The only thing about faith that we have control over is how much of it we exhibit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And You can measure how much faith you have, but that's about all the control that we have in that part. Mm-hmm. But I liked what one of my friends said to me, because I was talking to one of my friends about this, and she basically put it in a way that, you know, even if you deny our God, Christian God, mm-hmm. you're still trying to find a right. God to believe in.
Right.
Because at that point, your idolatry becomes your God.
Right. And not only that, for you to believe that there is no God, you have to believe that there is a God not to believe in.
Yes.
So simply you, put. You have faith regardless of what you say.
Yeah.
You may not, like we were talking, you may not believe in those morals, but you have to believe in, you have to believe that there is a God for you not to believe in God.
Yeah.
Yeah. Your belief, you still have a system of belief.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got a system of faith. Like, you got to,
yeah.
If I get a jewel, somebody please correct me on social media or whatever. You got a jewel or a rock or a gem or whatever you call it. Sorry.
Real quick. We are not trying to disrespect.
No.
We this is just our lack of knowledge. We're not. Please don't come for us.
Yeah, don't try to
cancel us. This is just our lack of knowledge.
When you get to know me, you'll get to know that I'm going to say what's on my mind. So,
how it is.
But, like, when you, because I was trying to read up on the crystals, and I was saying, like, a lot of the things that, like, you basically have to believe that it works.
Right.
In order for it to work.
Right.
And it's the same as Christianity. Like,
right.
You got to, if you pray for something, you have to believe that it's going to happen.
Mm. Right. It still all requires work.
Yeah, it still requires work behind it. So it's like, we're not too different on the spectrum. Like,
no.
And like, as Christians or as the church, we would like to try and dismiss ourselves from those type of people. But we're all the same. Like, because even with you talking, I was just thinking about something. This might have to go on the bonus stuff, but what about Christians with crosses in their house?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or not even that. The people that have the statues of Jesus in their churches and they go to pray to that Jesus.
Yeah. So it's like, mm-hmm. we're not too far apart.
Mm-hmm.
It's just,
you still put your trust in something that is tangible, that you can actually see, feel, touch, hear, whatever it is. The thing is with having faith in God is that you're not actually able to touch God. You can't necessarily. You can see God in the works, though. You can see God in the things that happen. You waking up each morning is a work of God.
Right, right.
Yeah.
The part that, and I get it, because you want to feel comfort in having the ability to know without a doubt and within your control, within your limits, that I know that things will work out because of the work that I put into it. But you can't always just rely on that. That's the thing. Like, you are relying on your own trust, and the thing is, I can't even trust myself every day to get it right.
Listen.
So what does that say?
Listen.
Yeah, but I mean, I know where that comes, because I was that type of person. Like, no, I woke myself up, like, because I went to sleep, I woke up, and I did these things. I got this job because I did it. Like, I worked hard, and I got where I got. And the thing is, you don't, like, I had to start reading the Bible, and I had to start understanding that a lot of things were out of my control.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I was thinking it. I was thinking it was me. I was like, nah, I did it. Like, that person made that decision because of the way I talked to him. And not knowing that something may have urged them to say, you know what, let me get them an approval on this. Versus me saying, well, please give me the approval and da da da. Like, they probably already had it on their heart to do it from something. You know what I'm saying? If God had
spoken to them
and said, hey, you know what, the next person that comes in.
And speaking of God speaking, like, I know people are thinking, like, verbally speaking, that's not the only way that God speaks, as we've talked about in season one. So I'm not going to go into that. So if you want to hear about that, you know, go back to season one. But what, with you saying that, like, we kind of talked about this when I was talking about, you know, the book of Job. I really recommend people go and read the book of Job, because someone who had no fault, did everything right, was challenged by God and the devil and his friends who he went to for help, you know, still they got it wrong.
Right.
And saying, oh, well, it's something that you didn't even know that you possibly did. It's something that you had control of, that your works and in what you did, that's what caused you to sin. And now God is coming for you, basically.
Mm-hmm. All right.
And Job saying, you know, I didn't do anything, you know.
Right.
It's like, I want people to go back and read Job and challenge, even if you've read it before, challenge your current perspective on denying God's control, his existence, his power. Because even in there, he still doesn't answer Job about why.
Yeah.
He's just trying to get him to understand, I'm in control. Regardless of what your friends say, regardless of what the devil says, there's so much that you won't understand. Right. And there's so much I'm not even going to tell you.
Right.
Mm.
Going back to Deuteronomy 29:29, there are so many secrets that we will never know.
Say it again.
Preach.
That we have to just accept. And I know our generation is very much so a generation of logic.
Answers. Yeah.
Yeah. We want answers. And there are things that even in our everyday, you go by an accident, you don't know what exactly happened. And right. You just had to accept that that accident happened.
Yeah.
But that you can see that it happened. You don't need to, like, just because you don't know the details doesn't mean it didn't happen.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You see that it happened.
Exactly.
And you don't know who was at fault, whatever, but you just see the evidence of it happening.
Exactly. So, why do you deny God's existence?
Right. So it's crazy.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
Back to Job real quick though. Like, Job is a phenomenal book, because I even recommend sometimes Job to a lot of suicidal people or think about suicide, because I told someone, I said, look at Job and read it. And if you read it, you will start to hear what suicide letters say. You get what I'm saying? Like, he talks about how, well, God, you did this and you should have never made me. I don't belong here. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I think I mentioned it in the first season. Like, I was very suicidal for years. But that's a good book to honestly understand how God moves and how not to blame God for a lot of the things that go wrong in your life. Right. So that's an extra part I wanted to put in there.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, I just want people to challenge their perspective on things, even us, because like we were talking about at the beginning, like, you know, our assumptions, and part of this has to do with church, because sometimes us as a church can be blamed for the fact that we put titles on things and don't necessarily understand it ourselves. And because of that, it pushes people away from even the opportunity to even get to know God and develop their own relationship with him, because they'll say, oh, well, the church calls me demonic, even though I don't believe in worshiping Satan. I don't hold Satan at in regard, but because I don't understand, or I don't believe necessarily, or have the full understanding of their belief,
automatically demonic.
Exactly. So I want people to make sure they understand, like, we're not saying you're a bad person, you're evil or anything. We're seriously talking about the spectrum of spirituality, because it affects us all.
Yeah. And we got to realize, like, as a church, we created these. Like, we have created the spiritual people that don't want to deal with church, that don't want to deal with those type of people.
Oh, that's facts.
You get what I'm saying? Like, we've created them. So why damn them? You know what I'm saying? Like, why say this or that? Like, we've created them.
Yeah.
Because, like, anybody you talk to that's atheist or just spiritual, or just like hey, I believe in morals. Like, they look at church people and say, hey, I have more people out here that are better than the people that are in the building. Mm-hmm. So that created that whole, like, no, I'm not with that.
Yeah.
I'll believe in what I believe in. Because what I believe in is it just looks a lot better.
Yeah.
And it makes them feel better.
Right. Yeah, it doesn't. Yeah.
And the crazy thing with that is, growing up in church, you see that a lot. Like, and like I said in my intro, my dad is a deacon. He's been a deacon pretty much as long as I've been born. I mean, I've been alive. So I've seen the different parts of church. I've seen a lot of the behind the scenes. The church that I came from in Milwaukee, I seen a lot of the behind the scenes stuff. And it was stuff that made me question, like, what is this really about? And but because of my foundation and because my hunger for Christ, that did not turn me away.
Yeah. Now,
there are a lot of people that are not as hungry as I am and don't have the foundation that I have, that have seen that and have, like, literally left, and they are not looking back.
Yeah.
And for me, like, that hurts, because, like, these people were on fire for God, and, like, one small thing has just taken them away.
Yeah.
Or pushed them away.
Yeah.
And that's why you have to get in the word for yourself.
Right.
Very important.
Because that'll pull you back in and that'll hold you. But that...
And because we can't hold people accountable. I mean, people are always going to fail us.
And it's one thing I should have said this to people I've had a conversation with. Church is flawed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The church is flawed.
Very much so.
We're flawed. And I say we have our own flaws. We have our own problems. We are the first ones that to tell you we're flawed.
Yeah.
We are not perfect in any way, shape, form, or fashion. So yes, there will be things in the church that will happen. People will fail you. Pastors will do stuff. Deacons will do stuff. Ministers will do stuff. There will be people that will fail you, but those people are not God.
Yeah.
If you have to change, if you have to leave that church and go to another church, do that. But don't allow that. Our main thing is, don't allow that to get you from God, to sever your relationship with God.
Yeah. That's the whole thing about having your relationship with God and not people.
Right. Yeah. Right. And I keep taking it back to Job, but just thinking about the fact that Job had access to God. He had his own relationship with him, in which he was able to ask the questions. So it's like, you have that same access. You have that same opportunity. And even though he had in the beginning part of Job, book of Job, he was looking to his friends for answers. You know, people looked to the church for answers.
His friends were saved.
Yeah. So it's like, you're looking to your friends for answers, but they're not the ones that are going to be able to answer those questions. They can lead you into a direction. Yeah.
But you still have to do the work yourself.
Yeah. And then, like, when you're talking about, like, the fact that, you know, good things happen and bad things happen. Job 1:21 literally says, should I only accept the good things from God and not the bad things? Because bad things are going to happen.
They're going to happen.
That is just life.
But Jesus even said that. Hold on. Let me. So he said, remind them of these things and charge them before God not to fight about words. This is useless and leads to the ruins of those who listen. But be diligent to present yourselves to God as one approved, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, correctly teaching the word of truth. So we have to do it ourselves. But and then that was 2 Timothy 2 and 14 through 15. But then in John 16 and 33, he also says that I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. You will have suffering in this world. Be courageous. I have conquered the world. So Jesus himself tells us that you're going to have trouble.
Yes.
This ain't going to be a walk in the park.
And it's not just a church thing.
Right. Yeah. I mean, the world.
And I say this for the people that's not in the Bible or whatever. This is the saying that everybody says basically what fits that scripture is, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's all that is. That's literally what every motivational speaker says in his Bible.
That's actually a scripture.
Oh, yeah.
That's a scripture. And that goes back to what you were saying about all this stuff is biblical and spiritual. Well, our spiritual.
There's nothing new under the sun.
Yep.
No.
Nothing at all.
But all right, y'all. So we already told y'all in the beginning when in the promo, we're cutting it off at this point. If y'all want to hear more about this, y'all really want, because we're about to go into the nitty gritty.
Right, right.
If y'all want to hear more about this, then you'll have to join us on Patreon. But for the rest of y'all, that's all, folks.
Right, right. So y'all, again, we said this season we really want y'all to interact with us. So follow us on social media if you haven't already, at Facebook and IG, or on Facebook and IG at Relationship X Religion. And some of the questions, or just tell us how you feel about any of these things. Are you Bedside Baptist? What does Bedside Baptist mean to you? Are you spiritual? Do you have a church home? Just, are you looking for a church home? How do you feel about having a church home? And honestly, in this time, in this day and age, in 2021, it's hard to say that, but let us know what you think.
All right, y'all. So just to recap this part that we did give y'all, we were talking about the spiritual spectrum, and we're not blaming, we're not dismissing. We are trying to understand, because if we're going to truly fix the church, then we have to hear out what other people are getting from this, what they are receiving from the church, what they're not getting from the church, why they believe that this tangible peace gives me more peace than talking to God or going to a church and learning more about God. Or if you've never even given God a chance because of things that you've heard from other people, we want you guys to understand that our spirituality lies in that our belief is in God. And at the end of the day, when we die, we're going to heaven because we're saved and we believe that. I don't know what someone who, and not to offend, who prays to rocks, who relies on crystals, what's going to happen to them at the end of the day.
Right.
What I would pray for is that they would give God a chance. Even if it's just to say, all right, God, I'm giving you a chance. And there was somebody who's actually famous who actually did make that decision, and their life changed because of that. But we understand that the spiritual spectrum also affects how willing we are to actually develop our relationship with God. But we'll get more into this in the bonus episode. So with that being said,
we want you to be fully persuaded by the relationship, by religion, but fully convinced by the relationship with God. And this is Relationship X Religion Podcast.